Check, check. That seems reasonable. What is up, everybody? It's Max here with the introductory mini-episode of Kozencast. I've been talking about starting this thing for a while, and it's finally happening now, which I'm super stoked for. I just wanted to make this short little episode to introduce the idea behind what we're doing here to set the stage for our main content. So first things first, why a podcast based on my band? That requires a little bit of a backstory. So I'm a church kid, born and raised doing church stuff my whole life, including bridging, or at least attempting to bridge, my experiences as a musician and as a religious person. That journey isn't necessarily always the easiest one. It comes with its own share of challenges and difficulties, and I think it also lends itself to creating very interesting stories. So the brief background on me is that I've always wanted to be a musician, to have a band, to release and perform original music. And my experience as a religious person put some limitations on that for a while. I've been in circles where I was told that I was a servant of the devil because of the music that I liked and that I wanted to make. And when it came time for me to attend university, I decided to do the really dangerous thing, which was to not attend either a school run by my own religion or a public school, but a Christian school run by multiple denominations besides my own. I wanted to take my existing worldview and open it up to other possibilities and flavors. And of course, that's exactly what happened. It was through the experience of branching out into a broader world that I would eventually meet the other guys in the band, Kozen. We all come from different Christian traditions and don't necessarily share all the exact same beliefs. But we kind of have a common core of basic Christian commitments that we find unifying. And since there really isn't that much of a Christian rock music or Christian hardcore or whatever type of music scene in Canada like there is in the US, we find ourselves part of a larger world that isn't just some safe little Christian bubble. So here's the next step. I'm currently away from Canada. I'm attending a school in Western Michigan to get my Master's of Divinity, which, if you don't know, is the training required for most serious religious work. Now, obviously, these current circumstances put some limitations on how the band can function. Even though we are still active and writing music together, I wanted to find a way to add something of value, to contribute something of value to our music scene. And I think that this is it, facilitating conversations, using my varied interests, combining them into one, and using that as a platform to talk to musicians. For me, I think I've seen this dynamic where every band has to work for themselves, and while that is true, there's this competitive element in the music world. I think it would be really awesome if we could do some stuff together as well, not just to create buzz for my own band, but to give people a window into other artists that I think, that we think, are really cool. Somehow, I caught two different bugs, the call to work in spirituality and the desire to work in music. And to be honest, I feel like those are actually the same thing. That, I think, has been one of the coolest things for me in getting more involved in the music world. Meeting interesting people who all have different stories and who long to embody their experiences of their lives in sound and song. I'm firmly of the belief that all of life is spiritual, and musicians and artists are especially good at drawing out meaning and significance with their craft. Hence, this podcast. I want to explore the philosophical, spiritual, and existential dimensions of music culture, and to hear and share the stories of people I meet who have something to say, no matter what worldview they're coming from. So I'll be doing some solo shows where I pick a theme or topic, do some at least decent research, or at least gather some interesting anecdotes, and I'll present that to you. I will also be doing interviews with artists and individuals who I think have something valuable and interesting to share in that intersection of music culture and spirituality. And since I'm Christian, there's obviously going to be some deeper content relating to Christianity, since I'm more capable of engaging that. But this is by no means a churchy type of podcast, and I'm hoping to keep at least half of my content focused on worldviews and experiences outside of my own. You'll also hopefully hear from other Kozen band members from time to time. I may bring on other people as well, bring them on board to co-host when I'm dealing with a topic that isn't necessarily my expertise. The general idea is that I want to make this as inclusive and expansive as possible to create a space where musicians especially can just talk about some of the deeper parts of life. And of course, we'll want to talk about some dope music on the way too. So if this sounds like your type of thing, welcome to the show. My name is Max, and these are our stories.